This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu said that the tribal people are a storehouse of knowledge accumulated through natural lifestyle. Addressing a gathering at the convocation of Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Bhilai, President Murmu said that by learning from the lifestyle of the tribal people, one can make a significant contribution to the sustainable development of the country. She said the complete development of the country is possible only when there is an active participation of tribal people in the development process. During the ceremony, President Murmu awarded gold medals to 7 students. Chhattisgarh Governor Ramen Deka and Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai were also present on the occasion. ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath today said the biggest strength of a country is the ability to launch spacecraft from its own soil. He said this while delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 at Akashvani's Rang Bhavan in New Delhi. He is speaking on Indian Space Odyssey, In Search of New Frontiers. The lecture is organized by Prasar Bharati in memory of Sardar Vallabh Bhai Patel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, will pay an official visit to India from tomorrow until the 29th of October. He will be accompanied by his spouse, Begoña Gómez. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this will be his first visit to India. The visit of the President of Spain is taking place after 18 years. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and President Sanchez have met several times on the sidelines of multilateral meetings. During the visit, President Sanchez will hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Modi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will also call on President Sanchez during his visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Gujarat on the 28th of this month, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones for several projects. During the visit, Mr. Modi, along with Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, will inaugurate the Tata Aircraft Complex for manufacturing C-295 aircraft at the Tata Advanced Systems Limited campus. The facility will be the first private sector final assembly line for military aircraft in India. Prime Minister Modi will also inaugurate the Bharat Mata Sarovar and lay the foundation stone for projects worth around 4,900 crores at Amreli. In Odisha, the rehabilitation and restoration works in the severe cyclone-affected regions of the coastal districts are in full swing. The severe cyclone Dana had made landfall in the intervening night of last Thursday and Friday between Bhitarkarnika National Park and Dhamra in Odisha coast. The India Meteorological Department has said the cyclonic system has now diminished to a well-marked low-pressure area in the northern parts of Odisha. 20,74,000 new workers have enrolled under the Employees State Insurance Scheme in August this year. The Labour and Employment Ministry said 28,917 new establishments have been brought under the Social Security ambit of the ESI scheme in August. The year-on-year analysis shows a growth of 6.8% in the net registrations compared to August last year. In cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 113 runs in the second test in Pune this afternoon. With this victory, the visitors have taken 2-0 lead in the three-match series. Chasing a target of 359 runs set by New Zealand, India were all out for 245 in their second innings on day three. In the first innings, the visitors had scored 259 runs while India were all out for 156 runs. The visitors scored 255 runs in the second innings. New Zealand had won the first stitch match at Bengaluru by 8 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.